Chapter 4, Instruments. Now that we have the drums recorded into the session, let's add some instruments. In the browser to the left of the screen there is an icon that resembles a piano. This is the button for instruments. Click on this button to open the drop-down list and choose your instrument based on type and characteristics. Adding keys. First, let's add some piano sounds. For this tutorial, I will choose piano keys from the drop-down list in types and melodic in characters. From the drop-down list, I will choose Adam's Violin. Once selected, the instrument will be added to group C1 and will be controlled through the MIDI keyboard. Press play and create a piano rhythm that fits in well with the sample and drum sections already recorded. Once you figure out the rhythm, press the record button in order to write the piano sounds into your session. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S. Adding guitar. Now let's add some guitar sounds. For this tutorial, I will choose guitar from the drop-down list in types and distorted in characters. From the drop-down list, I will choose Massivator. Once selected, the instrument will be added to group D1 and will be controlled through the MIDI keyboard. Press play and create a guitar rhythm that fits in well with the sections already recorded. Once you figure out the rhythm, press the record button in order to write the guitar sounds into your session. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S. Adding bass. Now let's add some bass sounds. For this tutorial, I will choose bass from the drop-down list in types and deep in characters. From the drop-down list, I will choose blue and gray. Once selected, the instrument will be added to group E1 and will be controlled through the MIDI keyboard. Press play and create a bass rhythm that fits in well with the sections already recorded. Once you figure out the rhythm, press the record button in order to write the bass sounds into your session. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S.